Hello there, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Tiffany.
Today it's our second day looking at St. Patrick's Day, this wonderful Irish festival that has become kind of an international party, hasn't
it? You don't have to be Irish to celebrate it. People all over the world celebrate it, and why is that?
Well, it's because Irish people have gone everywhere in the world. They've traveled and settled in many different countries. Of course, we talked about New York and Boston with the Boston Celtics that even wear the Irish colors. But Canada, Australia, many, many places. And I would bet you if you go to any big city in any country, anywhere in the world, you'll find three things. An Italian restaurant selling pizza, because people love pizza. A Chinese food restaurant selling Chinese food, because it's so delicious. And an Irish pub, because that warm, friendly, you know, fun atmosphere, the feeling in an Irish pub, having a, you know, a nice drink and singing some songs, you know, with a little band. That kind of fun thing is something that Irish people are famous for doing and famous for welcoming other people to sort of enjoy their culture. And I think that's why even in Taipei, you can find lots of places having special St. Patrick's Day activities. So we've learned a bit about the history. Today we're going to learn even more. So let's check out our dialogue with Patricia and Brandon.
Happy Shamrock Day! As you can see, the dominant color on St. Patrick's Day is green.
Yeah, it seems like people celebrate the color green more than religion.
True. Instead of paying tribute to St. Patrick, it has become a day to just have fun.
I remember there are also parades on the streets.
That's right. The Irish people living in Boston held the first St. Patrick's Day parade in 1737.
Then Boston must be the best place to celebrate.
Not so fast. In Chicago, people turn the whole river green with vegetable dye.
What a crazy sight that must be.
St. Patrick's Day always reminds me of getting ready for spring.
It's too bad I missed out. Next year I will put on the greenest outfits for my wardrobe.
Religion. Religion. Muslims believe in the Islamic religion. Muslims believe in the Islamic religion. Whole. Whole. Derek ate the whole pizza because he was too hungry. Derek ate the whole pizza because he was too hungry. Sight. Sight. It must be an amazing sight to see Earth from space. It must be an amazing sight to see Earth from space. Remind. Remind. The family photo album reminded me of happy memories. The family photo album reminded me of happy memories.
All right, well, we've already talked about this, but Patricia mentions it again. As you can see, the dominant color on St. Patrick's Day is green. Green is the Irish color. Ireland actually is incredibly green. It really is. Its nickname is the Emerald Isle.
Right?
The Emerald Isle, right? Emeralds are those green stones, like a green jewel. And it's this very kind of rich, deep green color. And if you go to Ireland because it rains a lot and, you know, the earth grows very well, you can see so much green there, the fields and the trees and the parks and forests. It really is a green place. So green has kind of become the color of St. Patrick's Day, too.
Right, but before we continue with our article, let's first take a look at our 英文快译通.
Oh, yeah! Hello everyone, I'm Nicole. 欢迎收看英文快译通。今天的课程里面提到的 S, 如果只看这个单字的话，太容易了。但要是说到这个字的词性还有用法，那就值得好好的来看一看咯。首先 S 当介系词的时候，用法很简单，就是在 S 后面直接加上名词，表示像什么什么或是作为什么什么的意思。每年的万圣节对小朋友来说，除了可以玩 trick or treat 不给糖就捣蛋的游戏来讨糖果吃之外，最开心的莫过于可以在万圣节派对中装扮成各种自己心目中的超能英雄，或者是童话或是科幻片里面的角色。 Those children all dressed as wizards and witches. S 后面直接加上名词 wizards and witches，打扮成像巫师还有女巫的样子。接着就是在今天的课程里面 S 的用法，在这里 S 是副词，表示如同的意思，在句子里面的位置可以放在两个地方，一个是副词的前面，而另外一个呢是子句的前面。分别举个例子吧。 As always, he's late again. 在这里S 放在频率副词 always 的前面，直接翻译的话是如同总是，但我们当然不会这样说咯。我们可以说一如往常他又迟到了。如果同学当中有一个迟到大王，下次再被别人问起某人怎么还没出现啊的时候，你就可以这样说 As always, he's late again。不过当然希望各位同学无论是上学或者是和别人有约都要准时出席啦。另外一个放在子句前面的例子是 Robert forgot to do his homework as you said yesterday. 如同你昨天说的， Robert 忘记写作业了。补充说明一下， as 当成副词后面接上一个子句，表示如同怎么怎么样，其实很常见。 As you wish,如你所愿， As you know, 如你所知道的，或者是 As you see, 正如你所看见的，这些都是一样的用法哦。而除了刚刚的两种用法之外， S 还能当连接词，意思是当什么什么的时候，可以用两种句型来表达，同学要注意听哦。首先是子句一加上 S 加上子句二，或者是S 加上子句二，逗点后面再加子句一。直接举一个例子比较清楚啦。As I got home, the dinner was ready. 当我回到家的时候，晚餐已经准备好了。同样的意思可以改写成 The dinner was ready as I got home. 其中的 The dinner was ready 就是子句一，而 I got home 当然就是子句二啦。今天教的 S, AS 分别可以当成介系词、副词还有连接词三种用法，同学们要记清楚哦。英文快译通，我们下次见，拜拜。
So we talked about how St. Patrick's Day is usually associated with the color green.
Yes.
So Brennan then says, yeah, it seems like people celebrate the color greenmore than religion. Okay, so let's first take a look at our word religion. Religion here means the belief in the existence of God or gods, and maybe the specific activities related to worshiping them. Okay, so for example, there are many religions in the world. The three main religions are, of course, Christianity, Buddhism, and Islam. So people within Asian culture usually believe in Buddhism, but alsoGreek mythology can also be considered a religion as well, because the ancient Greeks believed in that. Now, for example, in Buddhism, you might go, go bye-bye, that's a part of your religion, some of the things you believe in to worship the God.
That's right, and Christian people, of course, might go to church on Sunday. Muslim people might go to prayers on Friday or something like that. Actually, Muslims are the subject of our example sentence. It says Muslims believe in the Islam. Islamic religion. Muslims, that's the people who follow the religion, believe in the Islamic religion. Islamic is the adjective Islam, I-S-L-A-M, is the name of their religion. Of course, this is the religion that we often find people in the Middle East, in Saudi Arabia and Egypt, places like that, believe in Islam, which is, of course, yes, one of the other great religions of the world with millions of followers. Patricia says, true, it is true that the religion part of St. Patrick's Day isn't quite so important today. Now it's more of a celebration of Ireland and Irish culture. Instead of paying tribute to St. Patrick, it has become a day to just have fun. So yeah, it's not so much a church kind of religious holiday. It's more of an Irish holiday.
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like Christmas. Christmas is kind of associated with Christianity, but people all over the world can celebrate Christmas.
They get into the feeling, the happy feeling of it. Yeah.
Right. All right, next, Brendan then says, I remember there are also parades on the street.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so in some cities, they take the celebration of St. Patrick's Day on a further level. They might have some parades. Now, parades, of course, are things that you see with people on the floats, and they kind of play music, and everyone's just having a happy, good time celebrating a special event.
Yeah, so a bunch of people will kind of line up on the side of the road. Those are the people watching the parade. As people walk down the middle of the road in bands, and you might have soldiers, you might have, you know, big decorated cars and bicycles and all sorts of stuff. It's just kind of an entertaining thing that goes by for an hour or so, and you get to see all sorts of cool stuff and hear fun music. And of course, the St. Patrick's Day parade in New York is famous. Millions and millions of people go to that parade. And it has a long history in America. It says, that's right. The Irish people living in Boston held the first St. Patrick's Day parade in 1737.
Wow.
That's even before America was America.
That's true.
It was still part of Britain at that time. So it just shows how proud the Irish people were. It's funny that if you go to Ireland, St. Patrick's Day isn't as exciting as if you go to Boston or New York or Chicago. It seems that when people move away from their home country, they kind of love their culture a little bit more. It feels a little bit more special. I noticed when I went to a dragon boat race in Vancouver, there were millions of people there, you know, because people really love that, and it's something special about their culture, and they can share it with other people. So if you want to have the best St. Patrick's Day party, don't go to Ireland. You might not find much going on there, but go to New York, and you can't miss it. Or Boston, as Brandon says, then Boston must be the best place to celebrate, right?
Yeah,
because it has the oldest history of Irish people in America, right?
That's right. All right, then Patricia says, not so fast. In Chicago, people turn the whole river green with vegetable dye.
That's true, they do. When someone says not so fast, they're kind of saying slow down. Don't decide something. Don't make your choice so fast. So they're kind of saying there's a bit of information you didn't think about, or you didn't think carefully about this. Not so fast. Slow down. Listen to what I have to say. It might change your mind. Because, of course, Brandon thought, Boston, let's go there.
Yeah.
But she's saying, no, 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 slow down. Chicago, another big city, people turn the river green, right? The Chicago River, they actually pour dye. Dye is sort of something you use to color things, like we color our clothes with dye. The whole river, if something is described as the whole of it, it means all of it, 100% of the river. So it just kind of goes through the middle of the city. If you look on the internet, you can probably find pictures of this. You have these big, tall buildings in Chicago with this green river, bright green river right in the middle. It's very cool. We have an example sentence for whole. Derek ate the whole pizza because he was too hungry. Derek ate the whole pizza because he was too hungry.
So that must be an amazing thing to see, I think. So we have places, a lot of places for you to choose from right now. You can go to New York City to experience that big Irish kind of culture for St. Patrick's Day. You can also go to Boston.
Right.
And now we have Chicago as our choice. And like Brendan says, he says, what a crazy sight that must be. What a crazy sight that must be. Now, a sight is something that you can see, and it's also like a place or an important building or important thing that visitors or tourists must see. So if you're traveling to Chicago, maybe St. Patrick's Day should be a choice for you because you can see this river all in green.
That's right. You mentioned that word tourist, right? And when we're on holiday, we're tourists. Another word for tourist is a sightseer. So you're there to see the sights. It's something interesting, special, unusual. You know, in Paris, people will go to the Eiffel Tower. In London, they'll go see some of the, you know, the palace where the Queen lives. And a few months ago in Kaohsiung, people would see a giant yellow duck.
That's true.
That's quite a sight,
that
right? It's quite an unusual, amazing thing to see a giant yellow duck. All right. Anyways, we have an example sentence. It must be an amazing sight to see Earth from space. It must be an amazing sight to see Earth from space, like the astronauts can. We've seen those pictures, and the Earth is blue, and it's just so big. It's quite incredible. All right, Patricia says, St. Patrick's Day always reminds me of getting ready for spring. It's true, it comes in the middle of March, which is kind of just the end of the winter, the beginning of the spring. I remember in Montreal, where I grew up, it was very cold in the winter, and right around St. Patrick's Day, you'd start to see the snow melting. It might be the first day you could go outside without your warm jacket on, you know. You didn't have to bring your gloves with you. It was a little bit warmer because it's the beginning of the spring. It reminds you of that. To remind you of something is to make you think of something or to make you remember something. If there's something important happening in your day, you might do something to remind yourself. Put a little sticker on your mirror in the bathroom, you know. Don't forget to buy a mom's birthday present or something like that. Something important that you don't want to forget, you want to remind yourself to get that idea back in your head. For example, we could say the family photo album reminded me of happy memories. The family photo album reminded me of happy memories, looking at pictures from, you know, 5 or 10 years ago. Oh, I remember when we went to Disneyland. Oh, that was fun. You remember it. The pictures remind you.
Right. Then Brendan says, it's too bad I missed out. Next year, I'll put on my greenest outfits for my wardrobe. Now, an outfit is just a set of clothes that you wear together. So you might want to wear a specific, maybe, shirt to match your pants.
Yeah.
And then maybe these pants will pair it off with your perfect hat so you have a perfect outfit.
Okay. So everything kind of matches. The colors and styles are the same. It's the kind of thing you might save, as you mentioned, for, you know, a special occasion. We learned this word the other day, dress up.
Right?
You might want to dress up in a nice outfit to go to a wedding or a party or something special. And of course, around St. Patrick's Day, you'll dress up in green because a lot of the restaurants will give you special deals if you wear green, right?
Actually, you might get pinched if you don't wear green.
That's true. Or you might get kissed if you do wear green. So that's kind of cool, too. All right. So St. Patrick's Day sounds like a wonderful day full of fun, celebrations, and a really interesting look at the Irish culture. So we hope you've enjoyed it. We're going to be back after this short break, so stick around. All right, so there we go, St. Patrick's Day. It's funny that, you know, St. Patrick from Ireland has a big holiday, but we don't have a big holiday from Scotland or England. It's only the Irish who kind of get this fun, special day. But the good thing is, it's something that we can all join in. Even if you're not Irish at all, have never visited the country, don't even know one Irish person, it doesn't matter. You can go down and have a good time on St. Patrick's Day. It's fun for everyone.
Yeah, so hopefully you guys can celebrate it this year and join in on the Irish fun.
Sounds good. And don't forget to wear some green.
That's right.
We'll see you very soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This season is all about sweaters in jewel tones.
This season is all about sweaters in jewel tones.
Hi guys, I am Celine. 冬天毛衣一定要穿一下，那你厌倦黑黑灰灰的毛衣了吗？是不是觉得看起来很厚重，心情都不美丽了啊？今天的小聚会要教你这一季的新流行哦。This season is all about sweaters in jewel tones. 什么意思嘞？就是本季的焦点都围绕在珠宝色调的毛衣上。 in 什么什么 tones 就是是某种色调的意思，因为色调呢是复杂的颜色，所以呢我们会用复数。In jewel tones 说的就是这些珠宝色调，像是红宝石啊、祖母绿这些色彩。红宝石很简单，就是 ruby, R-U-B-Y。所以说呢，如果你要说暖色调，就是 in warm tones。冷色调呢，就是 in cool tones。最后我们再来说说 A is all about B 是什么意思？也就是说呢 ，A 的内容都在讲 B。例如我们会说 ，This show is all about cakes。这个节目都在讲蛋糕。好了，最后我们再来复习一下今天的句子。This season is all about sweaters in jewel tones. 好，我也去买件红宝石色的毛衣好了。那大家要把句子记牢，下一季还可以拿来用呢。OK, I'll see you next time. Bye bye.
This season is all about sweaters in jewel tones.
This season is all about sweaters in jewel tones.
Happy Shamrock Day! As you can see, the dominant color on St. Patrick's Day is green.
Yeah, it seems like people celebrate the color green more than religion.
True. Instead of paying tribute to St. Patrick,It has become a day to just have fun.
I remember there are also parades on the streets.
That's right. The Irish people living in Boston held the first St. Patrick's Day parade in 1737.
Then Boston must be the best place to celebrate.
Not so fast. In Chicago, people turned the whole river green with vegetable dye.
What a crazy sight that must be.
St. Patrick's Day always reminds me of getting ready for spring.
It's too bad I missed out. Next year I will put on the greenest outfits for my wardrobe.
Religion. Religion. Muslims believe in the Islamic religion.Muslims believe in the Islamic religion. Whole. Whole. Derek ate the whole pizza because he was too hungry. Derek ate the whole pizza because he was too hungry. Sight. Sight.It must be an amazing sight to see Earth from space. It must be an amazing sight to see Earth from space. Remind. Remind. The family photo album reminded me of happy memories. The family photo album reminded me of happy memories.